we bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Daniel. We're in the second chapter, and it's the 37th verse. Daniel is speaking. Your Majesty, you are a king over many kings. For the God of heaven has given you your kingdom, power, strength, and glory. You rule the farthest provinces, and even animals and birds are under your control, as God decreed. You are that head of gold. But after your kingdom has come to an end, another world power will arise to take your place. This empire will be inferior to yours. And after that kingdom has fallen, yet a third great power, represented by the bronze belly of the statue, will rise to rule the world. Following it, the fourth kingdom will be strong as iron, smashing, bruising, conquering. The feet and toes you saw, part iron and part clay, show that later on this kingdom will be divided. Some parts of it will be as strong as iron, and some as weak as clay. This mixture of iron with clay also shows that these kingdoms will try to strengthen themselves by forming alliances with each other through intermarriage of their rulers. But this will not succeed, for iron and clay don't mix. During the reigns of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. No one will ever conquer it. It will shatter all these kingdoms into nothingness, but it shall stand forever. Indestructible. That's the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain without human hands, the rock that crushed to powder all the iron and brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. And thus the great God has shown what will happen in the future. And this interpretation of your dream is as sure and certain as my description of it. Then Nebuchadnezzar fell to the ground before Daniel and worshipped him, and commanded his people to offer sacrifices and burn sweet incense before him. Truly, O Daniel, the king said, your God is the God of gods, ruler of rulers, the revealer of mysteries, because he has told you this secret. Then the king made Daniel very great. He gave him many costly gifts and appointed him to be ruler over the whole province of Babylon, as well as chief over all his wise men. Then at Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as Daniel's assistants to be in charge of all the affairs of the province of Babylon. Daniel served as chief magistrate in the king's court.
It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, went and made me whole. It took a miracle of love and grace. My father is omnipotent, and that he can't deny. Oh, God of might and miracles, 'tis written in the sky. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in place. But when he saved my soul, went and made me whole. It took a Bible tells us of his power and wisdom always new. And every little bird and flower all tell the story too. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, went and made me
Nebuchadnezzar made a golden statue 90 feet high and 9 feet wide and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And then he sent messages to all the princes, governors, captains, judges, treasurers, counselors, sheriffs, and rulers of all the provinces of his empire to come to the dedication of his statue. When they had all arrived and were standing before the monument, a herald shouted out, "O people of all nations and languages, this is the king's command. When the band strikes up, you are to fall flat on the ground to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's golden statue. Anyone who refuses to obey will be immediately thrown into a flaming furnace." And so when the band began to play, everyone, whatever his nation, language, or religion, fell to the ground and worshiped the statue. But some of the officials went to the king and accused Daniel and his friends of refusing to worship. "Your Majesty," they said to him, "you made a law that everyone must fall down and worship the golden statue when the band begins to play, and that anyone who refuses will be thrown into a flaming furnace. But there are some Jews out there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of Babylonian affairs, who have defied you, refusing to serve your gods or to worship the golden statue you set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a terrible rage, ordered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be brought in before him. "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego," he asked, "that you are refusing to serve my gods or to worship the golden statue I set up? I'll give you one more chance. When the music plays, if you will fall down and worship the statue, all will be well. But if you refuse, you will be thrown into a flaming furnace within an hour. And what god can deliver you out of my hands then?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not worried about what will happen to us. If we are thrown into the flaming furnace, our God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us out of your hand, your Majesty. But if he doesn't, please understand, sir, that even then, we will never, under any circumstance, serve your gods or worship the golden statue that you've erected." Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and his face became dark with anger at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He commanded that the furnace be heated up 7 times hotter than usual, and called for some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the fire. And so they bound them tight with ropes and threw them into the furnace fully clothed. And because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames leaped out and killed the soldiers as they threw them in. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell down bound into the roaring flames. But suddenly, as he was watching, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisers, "Didn't we throw 3 men into the furnace?" "Yes, yes," they said, "we did indeed, your Majesty." "Well, look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men, unbound, walking around in the fire, and they aren't even hurt by the flames. And the 4th looks like a god." Then Nebuchadnezzar came close as he could to the open door of the flaming furnace and yelled, "Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out! Come here!
So they stepped out of the fire. And then the princes, governors, captains, and counselors crowded around them and saw that the fire hadn't touched them. Not a hair of their heads was singed. Their coats were unscorched, and they didn't even smell of smoke. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for he sent his angel to deliver his trusting servants when they defy the king's commandment, and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own. Therefore I make a decree that any person of any language, nation, or religion who speaks a word against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and his house knocked into a heap of rubble. For no other god can do what this one does." And then the king gave promotions to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, so that they prospered greatly there in the province of Babylon. Language. Today we've read from the book of Daniel. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.